With rants and raves, you'll be okay. And today is your lucky day. It is Rants and Raves with Gary.
Hey everyone, Steph Beckett here with another Rants and Raves Takeover. I'm very thrilled to be doing this episode with both Dan Smith and Kevin Welling of Exertus Almo. How's it going, you guys?
Great.
It's going great. Thanks for having us.
So we're here for a reason. We're here to talk about the E4 experience. And there are four E's. I did learn that recently. Like, there's a reason. There's a reason for the name.
Can you recite the four E's?
Yes. Educate, engage, explore, and expo. So, and then experience, technically five E's, but yes, I got them down. I studied. So for those who have never attended an E4 experience before, can you tell me a little bit about what it is and what it's about?
Well, Kev, I'll take this one. And then we'll have Kevin talk maybe a little bit more about this year and what we're going to do. But the intention is that not everybody can make it to an Infocom. Infocom is great because you can see all the manufacturers, see all the new technologies, go through all the trainings, get to your CTSRUs, meet the manufacturers, meet your sales rep, establish the connections you need in order to be able to execute your business. So it's nice because E4s travel around the country and we hit four different locations during the year. As a matter of fact, last year we had about 1,600 attendees across the four E4s. And we delivered about 1,600 CTSRUs across those four E4s last year. And the other thing that's really cool is no matter when you take it, so in June you got Infocom, no matter what happens, there's stuff now that you probably don't know about that we get to talk about. So you get to see new technologies starting right away this year. And then after Infocom, there'll be additional technologies released. So you have a chance to see the technologies you couldn't see at Infocom. So even if you make it to Infocom, there is additional chance to see new technologies, engage. We have about 50 to 60 manufacturers at each E4. And then also, of course, the continuous delivery of training and CTSRUs on some very timely subjects.
That's awesome. So yeah, you mentioned last year being really successful, tons of attendees, tons of manufacturers. So tell me about what we can look forward to from the E4 experience for this year.
This year is just building on what we did last year. So many of the different vendors. I think that, as Dan mentioned, you know, you go to Infocom, you get to go see the Samsungs, the LGs, the big booths. A lot of times, though, you don't get any one side of them. So if we take the larger vendors we'll have there, you're going to meet not only the DISTI rep that handles us, but you're going to meet the local reps that they usually bring. So you're going to meet, like, we'll be in Dallas. So you're going to meet a lot of the Dallas reps, first name, first basis, things you've never had the opportunity sometimes before. But what we kind of do, which I think is different, is we really kind of go after the what we call the essentials, the accessory lines, the things that complete the sale. So, you know, we'll have everything from PTZ Optics, Nareva, Netgear, Planar, Yealink. You can just keep going down the road. But, you know, when you go to Infocom, it's so big sometimes you never get to see these people. Mm-hmm. And they are in the same aisles as these large, you know, as we, you know, the Samsungs and LGs. So you can see how all these things will work together. And I think that's the thing we're really pushing for, is just to understand it takes all these different components to make up sometimes these installs, and now it's all in one place for you on one show floor.
Yeah, it makes a lot easier and a lot less daunting for sure. Education is obviously a huge part of these events as well. So what kind of training and learning opportunities are going to be available this year?
You want to take that one, Danny? You want me to get it?
Well, we have a graphic that I think we're going to put up, right?
Yeah, we can put that up. So we got a few for sure. Are there any that you guys are looking forward to in particular this year that are kind of different from years past?
I don't know about different, but I'd say everything that has to do with Microsoft Team Rooms, AI innovations, it seems like every E4 I can walk into the same class, but the content isn't necessarily the same, just like the technology you see on the floor. And there were a lot of classes regarding AI and things like that last year where it was standing room only.
That's awesome.
It's like the show floor gets just clogged with people as you're looking at all the products, and then everybody disappears, and you look at the schedule, and that's when those classes are being taught.
Exactly. I'm actually really excited because I'm going to be giving one of the classes this year, all about the forecast for what we can expect out of AV technology over the next year. So Gary kind of inspired me with his crystal ball that he does every year. And I was like, well, he makes a lot of really good predictions, but sometimes mine are a little bit different just because I come at the industry from a different spot than he does. So this is going to be all of like the trends that I think are really going to influence AV professionals over the next year. And I'm really looking forward to doing it.
So Steph, can we do a scorecard throughout the year, what you predict and what Gary predicts?
Exactly.
See how you prepare, see who's more accurate?
Yeah, because that's what I do to him. Anytime he gets one wrong, I'm like, guess you were wrong this year.
It's like, I want to be on the check marks. You know, going back real fast to the education, though, I think what's unique after seeing this for so long and doing so many different shows in different parts of the regions, when the people come in and teach, like Tom Kerr is one of them, Todd Heberlein will be doing things on digital signage, not every class is the same. These guys have been doing it for so long and have so much knowledge. It's almost, okay, what type of class, what do you want to learn in the class? What type of attendees are we going to have? Are they newer? We can make it for those people. Mm-hmm. Are they more advanced? They want to know more in depth, which we kind of saw in the Microsoft team rooms. They started off the general overview and then it dug deeper and deeper as we did more classes. So that's where I think a lot of the classes at times when someone's like, oh, I've already been to that one, that's actually different. It's you go tell them what you want to learn and they will help you out with that. And yeah. I think that's one of the unique things we do with who we have that's teaching these classes.
No, that's incredible. And
usually I think it's on the agenda. I didn't take a look at the whole set of class. Usually we have our AV services team presenting too.
Yeah.
So we are unique in the industry that we have an AV services team that's there for your use. And they also deliver training while they're at the E4s about relevant topics that we all engage with on a regular basis. And I've always enjoyed those classes. So actually, I'm kind of excited to figure out what classes they're going to teach us E4.
Yeah. Another big portion of this and something that's really important and something you both touched on is like the beauty of the ability to network at this event. So who do you think should be attending this event? It's kind of for everybody, right? It's not just for manufacturers. It's not just for integrators. It's not just for end users. And what kind of connections can people expect to make while they're there?
Kevin?
Doing for as long as we have and watching these shows evolve, what's unique is some will use them, will take it. Some of the larger integrators will show up and it's almost like a training ground for them. They bring their newer reps. These newer reps are able to meet 50 different vendors at one time, which you can't do that. Yeah. Plus have a one time. But at the same time, you have these people in Texas, we call them, you know, the smaller mom and pop shops to the extremely large integrators. And as the mom and pops are smaller, maybe they only did, you know, a few projects last year, they want to continue to build, they come to these shows and they learn what else they can add to their arsenal to offer to other, you know, other end users. So it's an ongoing experience just to learn more and more. And the nicest thing is like, hey, I don't know anything about Yealink, or I don't know. It's this warm handoff that we walk over, we introduce you. Now you have, you know, name faces and you dig in. And a lot of times you'll watch them leave PTZ Optics booth, for example. I saw this last year. They left and went to go to a couple other booths. And then something clicked at that booth. They went back to PTZ Optics saying, hey, how can this work together? I think this is what I need for my end user. That's where I think, you know, as Dan says, he geeks out on this stuff. That's where I think we all kind of geek out, is we get how we put the puzzle together with all these different vendors there.
That's so fair. And the ability of it to just be this like very gentle, being able to introduce yourself to someone makes it so much less daunting, because there's actually nothing worse than having to just like cold call someone and walk up to a booth at a huge show like Infocom and be like, hey, do you have time to talk to me right now? Here's who I am. So like this being a lot more of like an intimate experience makes it so much easier for someone who is like maybe kind of like scared to go up to someone that they don't know.
Yeah. And I mean, I'll Chad in here too. You know, Chad, he runs the Southwest territory for us, and he's, you know, a great VP, does some great things, been doing this for a long time also. But I always joke, he's the master of, oh, you want to learn about, and we'll go back to the Mimeo or the Lumens or whoever we're going to have there. But they are too afraid to ask a question. They want to know a little bit more about it. Chad, all the reps we have are really good at quote unquote asking that embarrassing question because they don't know about the vendor. Yeah. So that's also fun to watch, is you almost get that warm handoff also feel like they don't know what they're talking about. We take care of that for you.
That's amazing. Dan, what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, yeah, you asked about who should attend. I was going to add to what Kevin, You know, we find everything from owners to salespeople to engineers to admins. We see everybody at the show. And what's interesting is I've attended a lot of shows, and they tend to get busy in the middle of the afternoon, and that's mm-hmm. the peak. But what's very different about the E4, because of the keynote that kicks off the day, all the training classes throughout the day, is everybody's there at the beginning of the day, and everybody finds so much value. They're there the whole day. So it's a chance to spend a whole day in a much more intimate setting to still get the breadth of knowledge you need.
That's amazing. So my kind of last question for you both is, okay, so let's say someone is kind of on the fence about attending. They're not quite sure. What would you say to convince them to take that final step and register?
Well, I recommend all the time to even my kids. Go in and try, because if you walk in and you don't think it's going to be a value to you, then you don't have to stay that long, right? But if you look at, usually we have about 12 classes going, not all at the same time, but throughout the day. If you look at the curriculum, if you look at the stuff, maybe I think anybody that walked in for intention of an hour is going to end up spending the whole day. So give it a swing by. I think it's a good use of a day.
Yeah, the other part too that we pride ourselves on is you'll get a reseller there that goes through the thing and they look around, they're like, oh, it's just okay, wait a sec, this is interesting. I can't even count how many times you see the reseller leave and go grab his end user and bring the end user. End users are more than welcome at these shows, because a lot of times they describe what they're trying to achieve or what they want installed in their business or whatever it is they're working on. And as they go through, they're like, yes, I need this, this, and this. And that's where I think a lot of us look and we smile going, this is where they stay. It's amazing. It's almost like they come in the morning, they do their own walkthrough, they do some trainings, and then they leave, and then they come back with their end users, their clients. And that's a testament how well this show's put together.
Yeah. Well, for anyone who wants to find more information, they can go to e4experience.com. Can't wait for the first one. Obviously, it's going to be on March 11th in Dallas. So can't wait to see you guys there. I'm super excited. But yeah, I just wanted to thank you both for your time and see you in March.
Thank you. Take care. See you there. Bye.